you. Next item, please.
Item 1038, amend and repeal citywide accounting administrative rules relating to capital assessment asset accounting.
Well, this just goes to prove that we cover all kinds of topics interesting to the mundane, all of them equally important. Colleagues, OMF periodically reviews and updates city code and administrative rules to reflect current practices and requirements. These three accounting administrative rules pertain to the accounting of citywide capital assets. The content and structure are revised to provide clarity and improved usability. As a practice, OMF brings revisions of administrative rules to City Council for formal approval. And we have two wonderful people here to tell us about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. I'm Michelle Kunick-North with the Office of Management and Finance. With me today is Michelle Kirby, the City Controller. And we have a resolution to amend and repeal a set of citywide accounting administrative rules. This is impacting three financial administrative rules, all that provide guidance to financial staff about the appropriate way to account for capital assets across the city. We are making a set of changes, as the mayor mentioned, primarily for usability and clarity. The most significant changes are to Financial 6.11. That administrative rule has been repealed, or with this proposal would be repealed and completely replaced. Much of that is because of structural changes, improved clarity, and the incorporation of what was 6.09 relating to computer software, which we now consider a capital asset and have included in that larger 6.11 policy. And then finally, Financial 6.12, disposal of capital assets, had some more minor changes for clarity throughout that administrative rule. Michelle is here to say a few words and also to answer any specific questions you might have about these changes.
Very good.
Morning.
Morning.
Michelle Kirby, City Controller. Not to confuse you with the two Michelle K show here, but the city is, as a reminder, the city is required to follow generally accepted accounting standards as set forth by the Governmental Accounting Standards Board, or GASB. And the accounting admin rules provide guidance as to the appropriate accounting practice and procedures for the city to use, and it also reflects best practices. As Michelle mentioned, the admin rules discussed here today pertain to capital assets. And it's important to note that there have been no recent changes in the accounting standards pertaining to capital assets. The revisions presented here today restructure the content, add clarity to items that were deemed a little confusing based on Bureau questions and feedback. These capitalization rules are very complex. The numbers are large on our balance sheet, and the revisions presented here, and there's also accompanying procedures and examples, are meant to be a useful tool for city financial staff and decision makers. And so I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, first of all, why is this resolution coming to us? Is it because the Office of Management and Finance doesn't have the authority to make its own administrative rules?
In this case, actually, the Chief Administrative Officer does have the authority to adopt changes to these rules, but it's OMF's general practice, if there are more significant changes being made, to bring them to Council for review and approval.
Excellent practice. Thank you, and great answer. Second question. In Exhibit B, there's a change from monitoring to compliance. In monitoring to compliance, the existing rules require annual reports to Council on non-compliance of disposable of capital assets. I don't remember ever hearing one. Have those reports been provided, and if so, when? And if not, is that because there haven't been any instances of non-compliance or for some other reason?
The reports that would come to your attention would probably be like significant nature, comparable to like an audit finding, which we haven't had over the last couple years.
Well, I don't think I've had one at all in the 8 years I've been here. So Okay. But that's because you're checking to make sure that everything's in compliance.
Right. One of our performance measures is to have zero audit findings. And so we do monitor ahead of time and work with the bureaus, provide them guidance and tools such as this to keep things moving smoothly in the way they're supposed to be.
So as the city controller, which I think is one of the best job titles ever, is it your responsibility to let the council know if you find something out of compliance?
If it was of a significant nature.
Okay. Under the new rules, how will the council or even the commissioner in charge be aware if a bureau is out of compliance with the rule, because it changes it from requiring the reporting to not requiring the reporting? That's in Exhibit B still. There's a sentence struck.
So you're specifically referring to the last sentence of that monitoring section?
Correct.
That's been
it's changed from monitoring to compliance, and it deletes. The controller will report all instances of non-compliance annually to the Chief Financial Officer and City Council.
Well, I work closely with the Chief Financial Officer and the City Auditors on a regular basis, and so the reporting mechanism would come through not specific to this admin role, but as part of the overall financial audit of the city, where we present the findings and they include reports on internal control.
Right. That's exactly what my chief of staff said, but the so-called CAFA is usually about 3 inches thick, and it's not something that I'm going to necessarily dive into.
Well, okay.
Would it give you heartburn to keep that sentence, maybe even just remove the word annually, that the controller will report all instances of non-compliance to the Chief Financial Officer and City Council?
It would not cause me heartburn.
Second.
So we have a motion on the table from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Fish. Any conversation on that issue?
I want to echo the sentiment of my colleague and friend, and I think actually, I'm sorry the CFO is not here to field a couple of these questions, because I think what Commissioner Fritz is getting at is the accountability tree. And since we have established an independent CFO whose job it is to report both to the CAO and directly to council, and I actually think that and the independent budget office have transformed in some ways our work, I think it's important to know that the CFO feels that this language is satisfactory so that we get a referral if there is a significant accounting problem.
And I agree, Commissioner Fish, since we have had the independent CFO reporting to all members of the council, Ken Rust has given me lots of information on the CAFRA in very detail, so I'm confident that the incumbent of that position would. We're looking for another one, and I just feel more comfortable if we, on Exhibit B, page one, if we just keep a slightly amended version of the controller will report all instances of non-compliance to the Chief Financial Officer and City Council.
Can I add a legislative intent?
Sure.
Since we potentially the Chief Financial Officer is watching this, this is going to go. This is a resolution. Excuse me. Nope. I withdraw it.
But is this an administrative rule? So if it turns out that
I think it would be appropriate for the CFO to let us know in writing if this does not accomplish the goal that you've established.
And I would like just to let you know that these changes were reviewed by Ken Russ, the CFO, by Tom Reinhart, the Chief Administrative Officer, and by the City Attorney's Office.
Good. Well, I think I move the amendment.
Very good. And is there any public testimony on this item? You can go ahead and pull your heels, and we'll get right back. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
Excellent
much.
Excellent presentation. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. One of my biggest concerns on the capital assets of this city is I would like to see the auditors do an audit every year on the capital assets. I want them to be watching the valuations that are putting into place. I want them to be watching the transfer of the assets. And what I'm talking about also is that when we're talking about, say, one bureau from the Water Bureau, and we transfer a property over to, say, Parks and Recreation. Now, let's just say that property was donated, and we have a certain low value on the donation. It should be, in my opinion, not transferred over to the other bureau at a market value. Now, there have been times when that has happened, and why I say that is that if we already own the property once, I don't want to see the public paying twice for the property if it transfers to another bureau. That's my biggest concern. I do not want to ever see the public paying twice for the transfer of an asset, and that is through the accounting process to understand when these properties were delivered, what was the cost at the time, what was the appraised value at the time, what was the transfer of the property over at the time. And again, my biggest concern, and that's why I think it needs to be audited every year, even if we have to hire an independent auditor above the auditors to audit this, because I think that the values on the capital assets have to be watched the closest of this city. We need to know every property that we own. We need to know what name the property is in. We need to know who's donating these properties. We need to have an analysis to where we can go down and look at every asset, when it was bought, how much it was paid for, when it was delivered, who donated the property, what is the purpose of the donation. I want to be able to analyze everything on every capital asset right down to every number to have a clear understanding. And that comes down to the accounting process done properly, and that has to be put in the books properly. And when they're transferred to a grant at $0, I want to be watching that very close to understand what the motivation is for that, making sure current policies are followed properly, and understand these commissioners don't have free rein on the capital assets. You don't own them. You work for us. You are our elected officials, and let me tell you something. Those are the public's property. And you don't give them away without our authorization, and I want to see data. Thank you very much. Audit everything on capital assets year after year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there any other public testimony on this item?
No one else.
Colleagues, any further questions?
I move the amendment.
Commissioner Fish moved the amendment. Commissioner Fritz, I think, already seconded the amendment. Please.
Vice versa.
I had it the other way.
Oh, was it the other way?
Fritz moved.
I apologize.
That's all right.
I apologize. Please call the roll on the amendment.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Sorry.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted to the main motion. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
I'd just like to add into the legislative intent. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for clarifying. If it turns out that the current city financial officer is concerned about the amendment which I just made, it was clarified that the chief administrative officer does have power to change these administrative rules. So to the extent that it then needs to be further changed, I would expect that the council would be okay on that, and that both our current financial officer and our current administrative officer would be very prompt, as they always are, in telling us about it. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
All right. The resolution is adopted as amended. Thank you.